Hi guys, this is George H. Saroy coming to you live from Woodside, New York, courtesy of audioboo.fm. This is my second attempt to get some use out of this software. So what I thought I would do was to post a little tweet on Twitter and a status update on my Excelsior the Novel Facebook fan page, basically just asking people about... asking them to post any sort of questions they have about Excelsior, about myself, about my writing, about the book's development, about anything like of that nature. So that way I would have something to talk about on Audioboo. So one person was nice enough to not only send me one question, but send me two. And that would be a 411 Mania colleague, Tony Acero. If you are a Twitter user, you can follow him at Steve Berman, B-E-R-M-A-N, 1022. I hope I got that number right. Anyway, Tony asks me two things. He asks, what's the tentative date for a sequel? And is it wrong of me to continue to think of Clara as Catherine Zeta-Jones? I can definitely answer both questions, Tony. The tentative date for a sequel, that's closer to 2012, I would say, if anything, because what I would like to do is start writing Ever Upward, which is the current title for the sequel. I would like to start writing that, the first draft, in April, and I would like to do it in the same sort of fashion that I did the first book, which is to do the National Novel Writing Month Challenge, even though I didn't do it in November. You know, that... when I wrote the first one, I did it in June. So this time around, I'd like to try it for April. Just so long as it's 30 days in a month, then I'm fine with that. But anyway, I would like to do that for the first draft and then spend as much time as needed updating it, rewriting it, do all the editing and everything. I know my editor and dear friend, Jerry Ann Geller, is interested in coming aboard and helping me out with it. So I'm looking forward to that very much. I do have some requirements that I'm giving myself for the writing of Ever Upward. One of them being the length of the book. I want this one to be twice the size of the first book. The first book barely cleared 200 pages when it was all re-edited via Infinity Publishing. And I really want this one to go darker. It's going to go a lot deeper into Excelsior's mythology. It's going to go deeper into the mythology of other characters, one of which was briefly mentioned a few times, just a little hints of mentioning here and there in the first book. This one, he is going to be a major, major player in the sequel, and he is basically going to be the driving force of the sequel. So that part of it, I think, is going to be a lot of fun. I'm really, really looking forward to writing this one because this is where everything gets to open up. This is where I get to show you more of DNAP 4. I get to show you more of the character Conoram. I get to show you more of Hadera. Hadera became a personal favorite of mine while I was writing it. And you're also going to experience... some other characters, a couple other, you know, people. You're going to definitely get to know more about the elders, get to know more about the planet itself, you get to know about the planet's relationship to Excelsior, all this fun stuff. So all of that, my guess is that the whole thing is going to be finished around, I would say, 2012. So here's hoping that the Mayan calendar doesn't interrupt me on this. So I'm going to answer the other question on the very next Audioboo presentation, which I will be recording right at this moment. So until you hear the other one, this is George H. Stroy signing off for Audioboo.